One of the most powerful forces in our lives, a force either for good or for evil, is the habits that we either cultivate for good or fall into for evil. I wonder, how healthy are your habits? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. As someone who hates physical exercise with a passion, for a long time, I'd hear the experts say, you need to exercise as you age. But I did nothing about it. Until one day earlier this year, I was convicted in my heart that unless I do something, my muscle mass and bone density will continue to deteriorate, which won't position me all that well heading into my later years. So now, every morning except Sundays, as soon as I get out of bed, I do as many push-ups and squats as I can, and 3 days a week some high-intensity interval training to get my heart rate up. I feel, frankly, fantastic. But it wasn't just listening to the experts that did it. It was building some good habits. And in the same way, James chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, do what God's teaching says. Don't just listen and do nothing. When you only sit and listen, you're fooling yourselves. Hearing God's teaching and doing nothing is like looking at your face in the mirror and doing nothing about what you saw. You go away and you immediately forget how bad you looked. But when you look into God's perfect law that sets people free, pay attention to it. If you do what it says, you will have God's blessing. Never just listen to his teaching and then forget what you heard. So don't just sit there. Get moving. That's God's word fresh for you today. Hey, before we part ways today, don't forget that I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. This is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is christianityworks.com.